From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. and Russia quibble over Afghanistan policy. Russian and U.S. officials have traded accusations over their respective policies in Afghanistan, pointing fingers of blame at each other. In Moscow, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov expressed regret that the main focus of President Trump's new Afghanistan strategy is regulation by methods of force. A senior U.S. administration official tells VOA what the president put forward is not a military-only strategy. There is a strong diplomatic, political element, and even economic element to the strategy. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has been in Ukraine, where he said Russia is seeking to redraw international borders by force. Speaking alongside Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, Mattis delved into the possibility of the U.S. sending lethal weapons to Ukraine.
On the defensive lethal weapons, we are actively reviewing it. I will go back now, having seen the current situation, and be able to inform the Secretary of State and the President in very specific terms what I recommend for the direction ahead.
When asked whether Russia might see such a move as a threat, Mattis responded that, quote, defensive weapons are not provocative unless you're an aggressor. Thailand's Supreme Court said Friday it's issuing an arrest warrant for former Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat after she did not appear in court to hear the verdict in a negligence case against her. Her lawyer said she was too sick to attend. The court set September the 27th for the next session to deliver the verdict. A Supreme Court statement said, we think the defendant is hiding or has fled. Yingluck had pled guilty to charges linked to a rice subsidy scheme for farmers that cost the state billions of dollars. This is VOA News. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says military action against North Korea's nuclear and missile threats cannot be carried out on the Korean Peninsula without his government's consent. For weeks, President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have made it appear a direct conflict is possible. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert.
We consider it overall a good first step that there haven't been any missile launches or testing for three plus weeks or so. But we need to see more.
President Moon has said he would stand in the way of another battle on the peninsula where a state of war has technically remained in effect since 1950 through 53, the Korean War, which ended in an armistice, not a peace treaty. President Trump has not ruled out unilateral military action. Angola's ruling party took a strong lead in early election results announced by the Electoral Commission. The People's Movement for the Liberation of Angola had so far won just over 64% of the vote in Wednesday's poll. VOA's Anita Powell is in Angola's capital of Luanda.
What they did show was something quite extraordinary. The ruling MPLA party won in every single one of the 18 provinces that they have announced results for. That's all of the provinces. And they won by fairly large margins. The exception to this pretty uniform rout was the crown jewel, which was the province of Luanda, which has about 6 million people and 2 million voters. Here in Luanda, that's the capital, the MPLA, the ruling party, won just over 50%.
VOA's Anita Powell. The leading opposition party, the National Union for the Total Independence of Angola, says its independence vote count tells a different story. The official results gave the party just over 24%. President Trump has renewed his attacks on members of his Republican Party, this time lashing out at them for creating what he calls a mess of the debt ceiling legislation process. In a series of tweets, Mr. Trump scolded Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Paul Ryan for not attaching debt ceiling legislation to a recently signed bill that aims to assist veterans. If Congress does not raise the debt ceiling by the end of September, the federal government may not be able to pay some of its bills, a situation some economists predict would be catastrophic. Hurricane Harvey has strengthened as it moves across the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, heading toward the coast of the U.S. of the state of Texas. Peak winds are already clocked at 160 kilometers per hour, and they're expected to surpass 200 kilometers per hour when the hurricane hits a 600-kilometer-wide swath of coastline. Saudi-led airstrikes in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a have killed at least 12 civilians, including children. Over the past week, at least 40 civilians were killed by Saudi-led coalition airstrikes. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.